If somehow brains could read other brains directly, there would indeed be a very strong evolutionary advantage to it. In Asimov's example, even a simple version of mind reading, such as a chicken being able to sense an approaching fox's brain as it thinks, "food, food, food," would be a huge advantage. Animals of any species that could do even rudimentary mind reading should survive much better than ones that couldn't, and should pass on their mind reading gene quite effectively. Do you see the problem? The fact that there is a debate at all over whether mind reading exists suggests that it doesn't. If it were a real phenomenon, versions of it should be widespread, the way normal vision is. We would expect it to be everywhere, not just in a few special people with nothing up their sleeves.